And guess what? That's 2 weeks in a row where I didn't screw up the audio.
Hey, yo, girl, you shit with that ass?
What?
That's my pickup line.
Hi, Hannah. How's it going?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Can you hear my cat playing with a toy in the background?
Yeah, but like barely, and it's cute now that I know it's a cat.
Yeah, I know, but I can't have that going on the entire show.
It's going to distract you more than anyone else. So if you
it
feel
is
like...
going to distract me.
Okay, I think I well, then I'll vamp. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Go deal with your cat. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the pickup line. Hopefully today goes well. We're going to be talking about Tinder / online / IRL, just dating disasters, like just first impressions that go terribly wrong, or maybe some that went terribly wrong and blossomed into a beautiful romance. Who knows? But anyway, I'm Hannah Vaughn. Beside me is Ethan Michael, who is dealing with his cat. I have lipstick on my teeth. Oh, no, I think that's the green screen. Do I have blue teeth?
No, anyway. It looks like you have red teeth.
That's really weird. Anyway, my teeth are being picked up as the background, and so I have bricks for teeth. It looks like I have little braces or lipstick on my teeth, whatever.
Does it do that if you turn the green screen off?
I don't want to, though. I'll just talk like this.
Okay. No, I'm
going to turn the green screen off.
That obvious.
Anyway, if you're wondering what's on my teeth, it's green screen. I was not trying to eat the green screen, but it's on my teeth. So if you guys have any kind of dating horror stories that you'd like to tell, weirdos on Tinder, or maybe you were the one who screwed everything up, we'd like to know. 951-364-2430. Ethan, what were you going to say?
So we do have a caller. They're being screened right now, so we'll get to them in a moment. But
yeah, we'll
I don't
see.
Really have, like, I was talking to my buddy before the show, and I'm like, dude, can you remember any, like, legitimate horror stories? Like, I've had a stalker, but that wasn't, well, a couple. But that wasn't, like, a Tinder date situation. That was, like, a person showing up at my house situation. I guess that's still a horror story.
I mean, is it, like, someone you were kind of seeing, and then it just, like, went weird?
No. It was someone who saw me DJing at a bar and decided to get my personal information and follow me home.
I want to hear that anyway. Like, before we get into Tinder horror stories, and we'll take this caller in a minute, can you give us the 3-minute version?
I had this regular show every Tuesday. I hosted karaoke at a bar, and this girl had come out and sang the 1 week, and then the following week she came out again. And then I get home that night. It's like 2:30, 3 a.m. It's after my show, and there's a car waiting outside my house. And as I get out of the car, I see the girl from the bar get out of the car, and
No. Are you my neighbor?
What is this? I don't know this person. Like, she just showed up at the bar and, like, didn't sing. I didn't talk to her. She just saw me. And
you didn't even have a connection first. She just decided, I'll go introduce myself at his place of residence.
Right.
Where he sleeps at night.
Right. And I was like, literally flabbergasted in disbelief, like this could actually happen.
How'd you come to, so like you see her car, I would assume like maybe she lives in the area or something. Like, how did you realize, did she approach you? Like, how did you realize?
Oh, yeah. She got out of the car when I got out of the car.
She was waiting for you.
Yeah. I was like, what? Can I help you? And she's like, well, you know, I wanted to talk to you, and the bar wasn't really the place. So
you think my home is the place? Wait, stranger person from the bar followed me? Hello? Not even followed you, like found out where you lived and waited for you to get home. The bar's not the right place? Hey, note to people who are like single, ready to mingle, that's not how you hit on someone.
We have a visitor, by the way.
That's not Band-Aid. That's a little one. Yeah, that's a new one. That's a new baby. Ivy. I haven't seen new baby on stream.
Say hi, Ivy.
Ivy.
Ivysaur.
She's so cute. And that she's so cuddly, too. But she is such a pain in the butt. Like, I have to be careful because she'll probably break something. Like, she goes after everything.
Yeah, she's like a spazzy teenager cat, right?
Yeah.
I love that age. Okay,
want to get to our first caller?
Yep.
Sweet. All right. We've got Taylor from Illinois. She, her, has a Tinder horror story. Taylor, you're on with Ethan and Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in today.
Not a problem.
So what do you got for us?
I guess I'll get right into it. So I don't know what year that Joker movie came out, but I was hell-bent on seeing it, and I was single, and I didn't know who else to take me. So I literally got on Tinder just to find a date. That was it. I was just like, I just want to see the Joker movie. Nothing special. That was it. So I found this guy, and we were talking for a couple of days, and it was cool, and we agreed to meet at some AMC theater on the north side of the city. And at first, he's like, hey, I'll meet you down there. I'll drive, whatever. I was like, all right, cool. I'll meet you down there. Well, he ended up, like, taking a train down, which was fine. But I was just like, you know, I could have picked you up or whatever. Like, we're going to have to, like, go through all this. And so right off the bat, like, we're in the movie theater. It starts getting real weird. So he tries to, like, put his arm around me to, like, you know, cuddle or whatever. And he ends up, like, hitting me in the face. Like...
just elbowing like,
okay.
You.
Yeah, wow. Just like I was like, oh, for sure. And then like, I don't know, I was hoping it would like kind of stop there. I was like, that was not off to a good start. So then he just keeps trying to like grab my hand and like rubbing my leg, and it's a long movie, and I'm just like, oh my lord. Like it was a good movie. I was definitely like invested, but I just got this like person next to me just trying, like he really tried to like do like the arm over again. I was like, we're good on that.
They yawn and like slyly.
Right. And like he couldn't even like handle that. Like it's like he left his coat on, and I think that's part of the reason why he didn't get it was crazy. So it was like kind of late that night when the movie got out. And he was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna catch the train back home. I was like, you know, I'm a nice person. I'll give you a ride or whatever. He's like, okay, cool. You know, I'll give you gas money and we can smoke or whatever. I was like, all right, sweet. Well, awesome. So we get to his place, and it's fine that he had roommates, but he didn't even have like his own room. He stayed in like the front closet, and he slept on a massage. Like he was in massage therapy school, and all he had to sleep on was a massage table. And we were sitting on that, and then that's when he started to, like, I don't know, he took that as a green light, like, I'm gonna make my move again. And he dry humped me for about 20 minutes, and then I left.
Oh, no!
On a massage table.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
on a massage table.
No.
And really tried to be like, can you please stay over? I'm like, where am I actually going to sleep?
Stay over where? On a table? Are we both going to fit?
Thank you. Like, it wasn't even like on a couch. Like it was like you go to your chiropractor and the massage therapist has a table with the hole in it for your face. That's what I was sitting on.
That I can't even imagine having sex on it. That's not meant for that.
It's not even meant for like two people.
No.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Sleep with your face in the little pillow thing opening?
Thank you. Or like, I'm gonna sleep with my feet towards the bottom, and you're gonna sleep with your leg.
Like little Lego Lincoln Logs.
Exactly. And like, thank God we're both thin, because if I was a little thicker, I don't even think he'd have been able to get on there.
Man, bless you for letting him dry hump you. Yeah. Like you, that was really, really a lot.
Nice of you.
I mean, yeah, like I'm a nice person. It was cold, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you bought my movie ticket. The least I could do was to take you home. And the problem with that was, I think he took that as, oh, that's my shot.
Right.
No, it's cold.
Oh my God. No. And he's like, hey, wanna check out my sick pad? And that's not a diss to people who like can't afford a proper bed. Like I've been there, but like
exactly. Like I am not dissing anyone. Like I live with my mom. Like I am not dissing you. If you live in the corner of some like whatever, as long as that's you and that's your stuff, I'm about it. However, don't invite me to do stuff on your massage table. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God. I feel like Agreed. If that were my situation, I would at least be like, yo, here's the deal. I'm in massage school. I'm working really hard. There isn't exactly a bed, but like we can go chill on the couch. You want to go to your, like, Man.
He didn't even offer the couch. I was like, come on.
I would have offered the couch.
And then he wanted you to stay. Yeah, we were just
in his like little room.
He was digging on you so hard he was going to do whatever it took.
I know. And like, I'm not going to lie. When he was like doing the little dry humping thing, like I literally felt like it was a dog that couldn't help himself. So it was like flattering in a way.
You're like, aw, he likes me.
Exactly.
That is so fucking funny.
Like, I just can't stop. I'm like, that's what a dog thinks, I feel like. Like a dog that's like a yearling and is like in heat for the first time. Like, I'm pretty sure those are the exact words.
Wait, he said that?
Yes. He said those words.
I can't stop. Oh my God, it's out of control.
Yeah, I can't control myself. I'm like, oh my God.
You probably should, because I'm never calling you. Did you hang out ever again?
Oh, no, absolutely not. My objective had been cleared. Like, I got to see the Joker, and I got a funny story out of it. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was my Tinder story. Thanks for listening, guys.
Well, no, thanks for calling in and sharing it. I appreciate
it. I hope he's doing well and that he found someone who will dry hump the shit out of him back. And I hope that he got a bigger bed.
I just hope he got his, like, he upgraded to a bed.
Right.
He deserves that at least.
He's got a sick pad to bring the ladies over. Yo, what?
Yeah, look, that massage table is awesome, but that can't be your only stick of furniture.
No.
Oh, no. That's amazing.
Well, thanks awesome. For listening, Thank guys. You. I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much.
All right, enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Hannah, what would you do if you got to a guy's house? And
I'd probably roast the shit out of you first. I'd come out of the gates being like, yo, where's your bed? Like, do you sleep on the floor? Like, I would address the elephant in the room immediately and be like, so, like, you want me to sit on the floor? Like, where are we? I'm like, what? You weren't going to tell me you don't have a bed? Like, I mean, she probably went in assuming, like, we're just going to hang out. But, like... What?
I gotta say, if that was my situation, and, you know, again, I feel bad for anyone in that situation that, you know, sucks if that's your only option available.
No, like, totally, like, I get it. Like, I get it. But I straight up would be like, hey, listen, I don't got a bed. Like, not have the person walk in and just be like, you sleep here? Like,
right.
Damn, so do you live like this?
Yeah, and I if that was my situation, I would just explain it up front, and I probably would not be trying to get with the girl on the massage table.
Were you avoiding saying dry humping right now?
Yes, I was avoiding saying dry humping.
I just, man, the nerve, like, you gotta give the guy props for just, like, not giving a fuck. Like, I mean, not giving a fuck, like, as in about, like, what the situation was like. Obviously you should give a fuck whether or not the person wants to be dry humped, but like, just being like, yo, this is how I live.
Right, just be upfront and honest if that's your situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you think people need to disclose, like, whether or not they, well, I think if you invite someone over,
if you invite them over,
and it's gonna be something that, like, isn't the norm, like,
you should,
I would
prepare
probably
them.
Be like, yo, like, we can, like, it's actually really comfy. Like, come check it out. He should have given her a massage.
Dude, right. Like, that would have been the nice thing to do. Hey,
that would have been, you're in.
My only option available, but how about I give you a massage?
Like, yeah. And then it'd be kind of sexy. Like, you could, like, then you could get some, like, I'm giving her a massage on the table. And then, like, she's like, ooh, touch me here, Poppy. I do this a lot, apparently. They're clearly.
Okay. Ready for our next caller.
We got another?
Yes, we do. We actually have one more after that as well. So
lay it on me.
Shannon, she, her from Maryland. Shannon, you're on with Ethan and Hannah. How are you?
Hi, great. Hi, Ethan. Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
Good to hear from you again. By the way, this is Shannon from Recovering from Religion.
Shannon, gosh.
That's correct, right? I'm not mixing up people?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
Speaking That's of awesome. Which, we're putting together our next Recovering From Religion fundraiser next year, which I'll be releasing details on it soon.
This year, like 2022?
Yeah, February. Okay. It's coming up. It's going to be in February.
That's no longer next year, by the way.
Did I say next year?
You did. Shannon, tell us about your weird story.
Okay, so I've been married for 10 years, so this one was like a hot second ago. But I was, I guess, in my like, sorry for dog noises in the background, by the way.
That's okay.
I was in my late 20s, and at the time I worked at Home Depot. And so there was like this guy and his friend that came in, and they needed help with something. So I helped them with something because that's my job. And the dude like asked me out, and I was like, okay, yeah. And it was kind of part of my whole like mentality of I'm going to say yes to things because I was getting through a really bad breakup. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to say yes to things and get out there and do stuff.
Put yourself out there.
So I told the guy yes.
Oh, sorry. The freaking delay always does that. I interrupt people on accident and on purpose a lot. No, it's never intentional. I was going to say, like, you know, put yourself out there. Good for you.
Yeah. So like, I kind of like told him, I was like, you know, like, yes, but you know, just like FYI, I kind of like just got through like a breakup. So I'm not really looking for anything too serious or too heavy right now. Just like fun, you know? and so like, he seemed like he was down, and we texted for like a week, a little bit, nothing crazy. He like talked to me about his like job, and he like worked for like a beer distributor, and he lived with his parents, but I'm like, whatever, in this economy. And he was telling me about like he wanted to take me on a boat ride on his parents' boat, and I'm just like, I'm not impressed by how much money your parents have, but okay. so he came to my house and he picked me up, and everything seemed fine. And he had a really nice car, which I don't really care that much about cars as long as they work.
Right.
And I'm like horribly filthy. I'm just like, yeah, like, okay. But he did. And I was just like getting like spoiled little rich boy vibes off of him, but oh, no. I was like kind of judgmental about it. Yeah. So he takes me to a restaurant, and it's really expensive waterfront restaurant. Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, like, so this is not casual at all, but okay. And so we go, yeah, and he's like, yeah, like I come here with my family all the time, and like I know everybody here, and I'm like, well, I don't, because I am broke.
Wow, you fucking know everybody. Wow, you've been coming here since you were four or some shit. Wow.
Yeah. And so like we're just like, you know, having dinner, and he's like talking about how much he likes me, and like how he was like super nervous for the date, and how like all of his friends were so excited for him, and I'm just like, okay, you know, like what have I gotten myself into? And you know, and I was like, yeah, that's awesome, but just a reminder that I'm like not looking like I'm not your wifey, my dude. So you know, because I didn't want to like give him any like false expectations or anything, you know, like.
Right.
So, and it's just a first date. It is just a first date. So then we, after dinner is over, he gets a water taxi. It's like, so we take a sunset water taxi ride over to like where the bars are, like the part of town where the bars are. Yeah. And so we're like sitting in this water taxi, right? And I'm just like, oh my God, like, please. Oh. And I can't remember if like he tried to like touch me or hold my hand or something like that. But I was like trying to give off that like, let's be casual vibe, you know?
Let's hang out and enjoy. Romantic.
Oh no, that's like a really good first date. But like, if you're trying to like marry someone,
right? That seems like going a little too all out for a first date.
Like, good job, guy, but like not casual.
Right. Like, I told him casual. Like, he was trying to knock my socks off, you know?
Right.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it's nice, but it's like, I really enjoy doing stuff like that with somebody that I know really well, not somebody that I just met, because right. It sets up all these expectations.
Yeah, I'd start feeling really guilty immediately.
I'm like, man, I hope this dude is cool. Like, I hope like this is just like his version of casual or whatever, because this seems a little over the top to me.
Right.
Then we went to a bar, which is good, fine, normal. You know, we go to the bar and he starts buying the IPAs. And I'm just like,
gross.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like IPAs.
He was trying to give me like, so I just told him I wanted a beer. I wanted beer, because usually like alcohol content in beer is like pretty, you know, like it's manageable. Everything's pretty manageable.
So he's getting you like a triple IPA
alcohol.
Yeah.
And so like we're sitting there and there's live music and like he goes up and he talks to the like singer guy and I'm just like, oh no. And I'm just like, maybe he just really wants to hear like a fun song, you know, like it'll be fun. And so I can't even remember what the song was, but it involved kissing. And yeah, it was about like wanting to kiss someone. And I'm just like, oh, no. I do not want.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my, oh my. Just kiss me, girl.
Yeah. But I wanted the opposite. I needed
just to chill
over the canoe. Yeah, and so like the expectation is there. Like it seems like everything was like set up so that he could get to some, you know, some physical conclusion with me. And so like he's like trying to, so like he's buying me more beer. I haven't finished the beer he got me. And I'm like trying to have a fun time, but not like, you know, I want to kiss you fun time. Like I'm not trying to give him the vibe. And so like he tries to kiss me and I'm like, no, I don't want you to kiss me.
Oh, did you say that?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're allowed to say that. Yeah. You're allowed to say that.
Agreed.
Yeah. Because so like that was another part of like my thing, because my previous relationship was so bad. And everything with boundaries is terrible. So I'm like, I'm not going to do things I don't want to do.
Right.
You know? And I was like, I'm not feeling the juice here. And like, I don't know if it could have gotten to that point or whatever, but it was like, he had tried to build it to this point and I was definitely not there. And he freaked out.
No.
He got really, really mad and he said, he told me I was ruining everything.
What?
Like you don't have a say in the way the night goes? Like it has to go according to his agenda?
Right. Like I'm ruining everything. And I'm like, what else did you have planned? Like, what is this? Everything, you know? And he's like, you're ruining everything. And like, I said, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, why? So that you can tell all your friends and text all your friends about it. And I was like,
whoa,
kind of, I need someone to come get me.
So you threw a fucking rich boy hissy fit basically. Cause he didn't get his way.
It was bad. And so like, I go to the bathroom. And I'm like texting all my friends. Nobody can come get me. Oh. And like I said, I'm broke. I can't even get a taxi. But I mean, like I can walk home. It's like 10 miles, but I can do it. I've like ridden my bike to like this area before. So I'm like, fuck it, you know?
Like, no! You were willing to just, like, it was that bad. You're like, I will literally, like, walk home.
Well, because he just started having a tantrum.
Yeah, well, what is he going to do, like, crash the car on his way home taking you? Like, yeah, I'd probably walk too.
So I'm like, I get out of the bathroom. Like, I figure out what my plan is, you know? I get out of the bathroom, and I'm like, you know, I think probably you should just take me home. Or no, I said, I think I'm just going to leave. I didn't say you should take me home. I said, I think I'm just going to leave. And he was like, what? What? Like, he's completely baffled by this. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I'm walking home. I'm going home right now. And he was like freaking out, and then just started following me like a little puppy and trying to apologize. And like I'm wearing date clothes, I'm wearing heels, you know, and so like that stuff. And like I just like take my shoes off, and he's like, what are you? I'm like, my feet hurt, dude. And so he's like, please just let me drive you home, please, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. He's like, so apologetic, he's so sorry. And I'm just like pissed. And I'm like, okay. And so we took the water taxi across. So we parked at the restaurant. We're nowhere near his car. I don't know what his plan was for the rest of the evening. Nowhere near his car. So I'm like, fine. So we like walk back to the car, and he keeps like being like whiny and stuff. And I'm just like, you're being weird. Like, I told you what my deal was. And then when I told you that I didn't want you to kiss me, you yelled at me and had a tantrum. So no. And so we finally get back to his car, and I'm just like, oh my God, please just let this be over. Please let this be over. And so we're like driving home, and I'm just kind of like silent. And kind of, you know, like when you're pissed off at somebody in the car and like you're like angled away from them.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. We're all like, yep.
Yeah. I'm like doing that, and I don't want him touching me. Like, I don't know, like,
right,
what he, yeah. So we like get to like my street, and he stops and he pulls over, and I'm like, what is this? And he's like, please just, I really don't want the date to end like this. And he like put his hand on my leg.
Oh my God.
Like, don't. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, don't. Mm-mm.
So now you're low-key being held hostage by this man, baby.
Yes. And I'm like, please continue driving. I will get out of this car. And so he's like, you know, he's like freaking out. And I'm like, and so then he drives down a little further, and then he pulls over again. Oh, and he like tries to like claw at me. And I'm like, no. You're taking me to my house, or I'm getting out of the car. This is my road. I can just walk to my house. It's not a big deal. And so finally, we like pull up in front of my house. He keeps trying to like paw at me, like put his hands like on my leg. He's trying to like do stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no, bye. Goodbye forever. I'm leaving. And he's like, please don't. Like, and I just walk in my house. And so that was like the end of the date. And it was really bad. And, he like texted me for a while, like trying to get me to talk to him. And I just didn't, I went completely, like no contact with him. I just cut him off. I was like, done.
Thank goodness.
Like, oh my gosh.
That was a lot. I was so worried this was going to be turned into like, and then he showed up at my house with flowers. Like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm really lucky. I didn't like live alone or anything, so I, you know, like it would have been a problem if he would have done that. But
and
yeah,
from his perspective, he probably thinks that he did everything right. Like, he was chivalrous and threw money at you and brought you on this romantic date. But like, what the fuck?
Yeah. How dare I not want to kiss him?
How dare you tell him no?
Right. Yeah.
Oh my
it was
God.
Like, I was like, oh my God. Like this child, this man baby dude. And like, and I guess like I'm lucky in a way, because he wasn't like one of those like, you know, rage filled like chads or whatever. But
right, he could have beat the shit out of you, like not even exaggerating, like that it happens.
Yeah, I mean, and also luckily it was in public, you know, so yeah. Like there are people around me and stuff. So yeah, but he just, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe his audacity. And then when he was driving me home and he pulled over and he puts his hand on my leg and I'm just like, oh my God, like, do you want to die tonight?
Oh my God. It sounds like you have like a way cooler temper than I do. Cause I would have like freaked the fuck out. Like the second he like, not that I'm saying like my reaction would have been better. Like I think you handled it in a very like safe, great way mm-hmm. to like just get yourself home safely and do not talk to this person,
right?
But like if someone like keeps me exactly. in their car, yeah. Oh man, yeah. that's wild.
Yeah,
well shit,
that was a bad one. But I said no, I stuck to my guns, I got home safely, I went no contact on him, and no more issues. Like,
that's fantastic, because this could have like easily been like a total he shows up with flowers or like calls your freaking family or like
right.
yeah but
has
like
his, has his mom call you
because like oh my gosh yeah he probably would have I felt like the person that I was like 5 years before that would not have said no.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would have just like gone with it because I knew like that's what was expected out of me. So I was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, no, like you don't do anything you don't want to do. It doesn't matter how much someone rolls out the red carpet for you. Like you do not have to give up your comfortability to make the other person feel okay. Like he clearly did not care about your comfortability considering he freaked out on you and then wouldn't let you go home. Like,
yeah, and like that was like the whole thing. It felt very manipulative. I'm like, you're gonna take me to this expensive ass restaurant and do all this like romantic shit, and it's like, oh, like I hate it when dudes do that, you know, when they're like, I'm gonna treat you like a queen so that I like have control over you and you have to do what I say.
There's the thing is there is an ulterior motive to the way they're treating you. They are not doing it because they like you or because they just want to show you a good time. Because the second you said you weren't having a good time, it wasn't, oh shit, let me make you feel more comfortable. It was, how dare you?
Yeah. And it's like, so like I've been on plenty of dates before and of varying kinds. And like, When I went out with my husband for the first time, it was different because we had been friends for a while. But like he was like that, you know, but
there was an established relationship. No, like,
there's no expectation. You know what I mean? It's like you can feel it. When the dude is expecting something out of you, you can feel it. It comes right off of him like slime.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that feeling. Yeah, so I'm going to have to trust you too.
No, like we can tell when a guy is like, I'm going to do this so you'll fuck me or like give me affection.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it puts so much pressure on someone that they just can't enjoy themselves and like get to know you because they're like, you are expecting something of me and I'm just trying to exist and like find out that like if you're cool or not. And I don't know yet. And also like you could kill me.
Yeah. Well, I definitely found out he was not cool. Like I just
I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah,
he sounds like a douche.
Yeah. It's like I even told him ahead of time. I'm like, let's just casual, my dude. Like we could have just gone to a bar and gotten like a little bit of food and some drinks and hung out, you know, but
right.
No. He made it super weird.
You were honest from the get-go about what, like, you were going into it expecting and, like, what you were looking for. And, like, that's a really cool date he had set up. Maybe for someone who's, like, looking to be swept off their feet. But, like, you made it pretty clear that that's not what you were looking for. But, like, that was against his agenda, so it wasn't cool. But that is simultaneously hilarious and disturbing. And, like, why am I not surprised? Do better, men.
Yes, do better than that. That's for sure. Thank you, Shannon, for sharing that story with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for listening.
Appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks. You both too. Have a great night.
You
it's
too.
Good to, it's soon. Good to hear from you again. I hope I see you next time at the thing.
Yes, I hope so too. I very much hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, we got a super chat from Meet Matthew. No horror story, but I have Indian friends who are on matrimonial apps. Now, those can cause some horror stories.
Oh, I fucking bet.
Oh, shit. Damn
What's it, wrong? Is your fly down?
No, it's the cat again.
It looked like you were zipping up your fly.
No, she's screaming like, at the keyboard.
We can't tell.
That's true. You would have no idea if I wasn't even wearing pants.
I thought about pants. Not wearing pants because I was, it's warm in this house, but I put on little volleyball shorts just in case.
I'm wearing pants because I'm freezing. So what would you, like, you would react aggressively in that before we got
I wouldn't be aggressive. I just, 1 second. What?
I said, we have another caller. We'll get to them in 1 second, but go ahead.
So here's the thing. I'm going to make it not fun for a minute. I have PTSD. So the second I feel trapped, I would have gotten not aggressive, but I would have gotten upset, very vocally and visibly upset. You know, I'm no longer a violent person. I have trained myself to not be. But like I would have, the second I feel cornered and trapped and like I do not have control over my own body, I would have probably screamed.
I'd be scared of you. You seem like you could get really intimidating. In fact,
and I know that it's like he probably just thought like let's pull over and talk. But the thing is she told him
you want to go home.
I want to go home. And then you have control over that person's safety at that point where they get into your car and they are trusting you to take them home because they are uncomfortable. And then you pull over because. Like, that's not the time, dude. Like, she's already upset. And, like, I'm not trying to make this, like, a huge fucking deal. But, like it's a funny story. But I think people need to realize, like, when you do shit like that, it's not okay. Like, it's not just, oh, like, he was cringe. It was, you are violating my, like, my boundaries. And I told you I want to go home. Like, and you're not taking me there. Do you realize how, like, okay, and for anyone who thinks that I'm overreacting to this kind of thing, look at the statistics of people, of women who get murdered by men, specifically romantic partners or guys they go on dates on. It's scary. And I'm not getting on my soapbox right now, but I want to leave it with this one thing. When people say like, oh, how can you be scared of men when there's so many good ones out there? Okay, look at the murder statistics of women who get murdered by intimate partners. It's like offering them a bowl of M&Ms and saying, just take a handful. Only like 70% of them are poisoned, but not all of them. So take a bite. Like, it does not work. Like, it is scary. And that's why I would have freaked out. Like, it's not like, oh, he's just like cringe. I would have like, I don't care that he thinks I'm crazy. I care about getting home safely. I do not fucking care about being polite at that point. And years ago, I would have just been like, oh, haha, I need to be nice in this situation because we're conditioned to be nice. As women, we are conditioned to be nice and to not hurt people's feelings and not to ruffle feathers and not ruin everything, ruin the whole night you had planned out because he's so nice to have done this for you. You owe him now. And now he's not taking you fucking home when you have said, I don't feel comfortable any longer. Please make sure I get home safely. I would have screamed I probably would have tactfully handled the situation to make like she handled it perfectly. Like, no, you are taking me home. Like, very insistent. Right. But knowing on how emotionally damaged I still was while I was dating and trying to figure myself out. I probably would have started screaming. Like, I have this like rabid dog mode I go into where I'm just like, you motherfucker. You don't want to see me when I feel cornered. Like,
I would not want to see that version of you, Hannah.
Well, like, if you make me feel cornered, you probably fucking deserve my demon eyes. Like, yeah. And so
Purple Rhymes with Orange says he should have taken her home without saying anything, then called her the next day to talk after she had the chance to feel safe and process the night. Like,
yes.
And it's not like he freaking like pulled out a knife on her and she said, take me home. It was like even when it's a small thing, like you are pressuring me to kiss you and I feel uncomfortable, please take me home. Like, that is not your time to suddenly be like, but I'm a good man. Like, she doesn't fucking care. She wants to go home. Prove you're a good man by doing what, like, by making her feel comfortable, respecting her wishes, drop her off, text her the next day.
Exactly.
And the night could have gone so much differently if he would have literally just been like, oh, you don't want to kiss me? Oh my God, I misread the signs. I'm so sorry. Let's just, you know, like, just if you're down, no pressure. If you still want to hang out, like, I, you know, let's just have fun. He could have done that, but it's like, you're ruining everything. You said no to me after all I did for you. Okay, soapbox done.
That was a good rant, though.
But, like, it makes me so mad because, like, guys think, like, I was being nice. It's like, you don't understand what's going through her head. Like, you are being you are violating my comfortability, my boundaries, and now you're making me feel uncomfortable. So take me the fuck home.
Yeah, he should have taken her home. And he should have placed
his hands on her. I got fired up.
Again. I could tell. See, look at Ivy. She's just so cuddly. Like, she just lets me hold her for, like...
a little baby.
I know. She's so sweet.
Was I too much? I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't too much. I'm just distracted by my really cute cat.
Okay. Woo!
Shall we get to our next caller?
I do want to say, though... Shannon, that call was amazing. Like, I'm going to be thinking about that story and, like, chuckling for days because, like, it's just, it's fucking cringe, dude.
Caitlin says, damn, I like Hannah Rance. I like them, too.
Fucking triggered.
Secretary Rary says, no, Hannah, you fucking rock.
I've just been pissed off a lot and I'm done.
All right. Let's get to, we got Amber from Nevada, got divorced, found a date on Tinder, went to see a movie, and the rest is for Amber to tell us. Amber, you are on with Ethan and Hannah. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Thank you for being so patient while I freaked out for a minute.
Oh, no, girl. I agree with every single part, and listening to you talk has added points to my story because my story is not, it's not like hers. But it's a lot like hers because it's not all men, but it's some of them, you know?
Right.
But like a big chunk of this bowl of candy.
There's a lot of assholes out there.
Yeah.
No, you're definitely right. So 100% to you, Hannah. I'm with you.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to hear it.
And I'm sorry that you have a shitty story to tell us.
That's okay. But it started when it was like 4 months after I got divorced, and I was tired of feeling sad and I was tired of feeling like I wasn't good enough. You know, I just wanted to talk to people or talk to you know, new people, whatever. So I went on Tinder and I matched with this guy. And the first thing that they ask you is like what you're there for, right? Like they want to know if they're on the same scope with you or if they're wasting their time. Because if they want to just fuck and I don't, then they're going to unmatch you or you'd be like, hey, I'm just not interested, whatever. And that's totally fine. Right?
Right.
So they asked me what I wanted and I just wasn't in a mental capacity state to just be like, yeah, I want a friends with benefits or I just want to fuck. You know, I wasn't in that state of mind to do that. So I was just like, I really just want to talk to people and get to know people. I'm not here for anything sexual right now. Okay. So he knew that. He acknowledged that. He's just like, no, totally. I'm in the same boat as you. And so he validated that. So I know he understands, or I know he understood the assignment before he took me out on the date.
Now,
when he took me, he's just like, we are going to go to a movie, which I think is the stupidest thing ever on a first date. And that's just my personal opinion because I'm like, if I'm trying to get to know you, I can't talk to you when there's 3 hours of screen time where you can't talk.
You want to sit together in silence?
Yeah. So I thought that was a pretty poor choice for a first date. And I told him explicitly that I just wanted to talk to someone, like get a cup of coffee. I want to ask you like, you know, cool things, know more about you. I like nothing serious. But like you also don't have to put a whole lot of effort. And I guess he took that part into consideration because he definitely chose a movie. You know?
Yeah, that's no effort at all. You don't have to do anything.
It wasn't, he didn't even ask me what movie I wanted to go to, guys. So there
first
was really
of all,
no effort whatsoever.
I'm already counting like 3 or 4 red flags at this point.
Uh-huh. But it was like right after I got divorced, and the divorce was full of red flags. So I was just like, you know what? It's okay. It's fine. You know, he's probably nervous. I don't know. I just tried to give him the benefit of the doubt at that point. So I have a lot of older sisters, and they have all these rules where you're just like, no, if they want to pick you up, they pick you up at a place that is not your house, you know, so they don't know where you live. And like, they have all of these rules. And so I kept that in mind. I literally had my mom drop me off at like a coffee shop that's not far from where I live, but he wouldn't know where I lived at that point, you know? So he picked me up there. We got to the movie, we got our popcorn. We got our tickets and all that stuff. We went up to the top row of the movie theater. There weren't that many people in this theater because, again, it wasn't a movie that I wanted to see, and I don't really think it was a movie that anyone wanted to see. So there weren't that many people in the audience. So we were in the back row, and we're watching the credits, stuff like that, and the movie starts. So it gets dark, right? There's no more light in there. There's just the screen light. And he unzips his pants and takes out his dick.
Whoa!
No!
Yeah, I was flabbergasted. I had no idea what to do. And at this moment in my life, I was too much of a bad bitch to, like, I'm not here to be polite to men who are not polite. You know what I mean? Like, and I know, I understand your point 100% that we're conditioned to be polite so that we can get out of there alive. But I just can't do that. So I literally looked at his penis. I looked at him, and I bursted out laughing. I jumped up, stood up, and I walked out. And
good for you. Stucky.
Like, he was just like, wait. And so, like, he didn't get his pants on all the way because he was like, I was out of there. I was like, nope, my boundaries, you cross them. Like, 100%, I'm out of there. I didn't even say anything to him. I literally just laughed. I stood up and I started walking out, and he tried to like catch up with me, but he didn't put his pants on all the way, and he almost fell down the stairs.
He straight up chased you with his pants down. No, chased you out of the theater with his dick out.
Literally. The part that kills me though is that he asked me what I wanted. He asked me what I was there for. I told him blatantly that I wasn't there for anything sexual, that I just wanted to get to know him. He validated that point. He then reassured me that he wasn't there for it as well, and he understood the assignment, and then completely misunderstood. He blatantly disregarded the assignment, right? And I had to call my own Uber home because I didn't drive there, obviously. And that was that story. I have like a lot of experiences, and it was that experience that made me not want to be on Tinder anymore. From there, it was like,
I can't blame you.
Where I could match with, or I can message them first because that's what Bumble is, or like Facebook dating because like you have to put a bio, you know, in there. So you have to know a little bit about a person before you swipe right on them. And there's like an option on there where you can swipe right on people who have already liked you. So it's like this little pool of people who are already interested in you. So I went to those ones, but like after that experience, I was like, no, I have more rules. I have more walls. And I
question number one, are you going to flash your penis at me?
Yeah, same thought. I was astonished. I was like, the balls on this man, and it wasn't.
You saw them,
like, bruh.
He showed you the balls on this man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. It was. I have no more words at this point. Like, I literally looked at his penis, looked at him, and laughed.
Yeah, when someone pulls their
all that great, and two, like, what the fuck?
I think, yeah, you know how I said in the last call, like, we're conditioned to be nice, especially when you rely on them for a safe ride home in very unfortunate circumstances. Mm-hmm. When someone shows you their genitals unsolicited, and when you explicitly ask, like, you indirectly indirectly said, don't show me your penis, in a very, like mm-hmm. that's in, like, the fine print of I'm not looking for something sexual, is don't show me your dick.
Yeah, and, like, why would you even ask if you weren't gonna respect what it is that I wanted? And why would you lie to me and waste both of our time? That was where at that point, I was just like, do I really want to do this? And, like, fast forward, now I am engaged to an incredible woman who did not flash her penis. You know, so, like, it's going great. But those were definitely learning stories. You know, like, it's definitely having more boundaries, a lot more rules, a lot more screening, a lot more conversation. I now, like, even before I dated my fiance, I made sure that it was a point where I spoke to them on the phone, or had, like, a phone call with them to see if I even vibe well with them. But, like, I would have never had all of those things up if it weren't for this man with a tiny penis.
Oh my God.
Well,
God.
I'm happy that I guess some good came out of it, and you met your fiance.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. She's wonderful. She's so respectful. She's so kind. She cares about me. She knows.
Doesn't whip her dick out when you ask her not to.
Yeah, and then she also pulls it out when I ask her to. So that's great too.
There we go. You found yourself a good one. My God. I wonder if that's worked before for him.
Yeah, I can't picture that actually working.
I know. I'm just like, wow, you literally, like, you could have chosen someone who was just like, yeah, I'm ready to fuck. It would have been so much easier for you, dude. Like, I'm a lot of effort at this point. I've already told you that that is not what I want, and you're just gonna convert me with your dick? Okay, great. Yeah, no, it was just a whole way around things, and I tried to rationalize it, like, he's young, but then again, he was a year older than I was, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just like, God damn, like, there's not any rationalizing it. He's just stupid.
That's just very, 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 very dumb. It's a dumb, stupid move, dude. Like, wow.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, that's my story.
Well, thank you, Amber.
I'm sorry that you got flashed.
Same.
Oh, me too. But it's cool.
I have a question, though.
I learned. Yeah.
Do you remember what movie it was?
I think it was... So, in Nevada, I can't just say in Nevada, but, like, at this certain movie theater, they had these, like, movies that would show on Tuesdays, and they'd be like flashbacks, like Ghostbusters, or, like, they'd have, like, an anime night or something. Like, I don't remember what the movie was. I just remember him acting like he was super excited to see it, and I'm like, okay. That's cool. I don't remember the movie, just because I feel like I'm trying to push that, repress that memory.
It's repressed.
Keep it way down in my brain so I don't have to think about it. But I saw the opportunity to call tonight, so we brought out all of those details.
That was amazing. Like, I'm really sorry that fucking happened, but, like, yo, this happens, man. People be fucking weird.
It happens. It happens a whole lot more than you think it does, and that's super unfortunate. So when they say that it's, what, 97% of women, that's even still a small ass number. That's a small number, you know. Mm-hmm. So it happens a whole lot more than you think it does, and it's no one's fault but the person who did it, you know. So
yep.
I definitely learned a whole lot more that night about myself, about my boundaries, about people. You know, and realistically, I know who I am a lot more,
right,
thanks to this weird man that tried to show off all the things I didn't want, you know?
Amazing.
Well, I guess I'm glad it worked out the way it did, but I'm sorry you had to experience that. But
glad you're okay.
Yes, agreed. And thank you.
Okay. No, I'm very lucky, you know, because a lot of women, they like you said, we are conditioned to be nice so that we can get home safely, you know, so that we aren't shot, so that we aren't beaten, so that we aren't, you know, murdered.
Right.
But yeah. Like, if you ever see me, I am a big ass woman. You don't want to fucking mess with me. I'm 5'10". I'm broad as fuck. Like, I land on you dead. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
fuck,
but
yeah.
I am a fully figured goddess, and I know that. But like, again, you don't want to mess with me, but I'm very lucky. It was one in public, like the last caller. She was lucky. It was in public, you know? So right. He had to kind of behave a lot more than he normally would have if they were alone, you know?
Right.
So that's, I was really lucky good point. In public. I'm also lucky that I eat enough tacos that he can't kidnap me, you know? Like, I'm a lot luckier than a lot of women in that type of situation. And I'm super lucky that I'm super opinionated. I'm super vocal. Like, if I'm not okay with something, I'm not going to deal with it. And I'm not here to make sure that men feel validated for their stupid ass decisions. And I'm not here to make them feel comfortable when I'm not comfortable. So I'm very lucky in this whole situation all around. But yeah, it was just a funny experience that I thought I would share.
Well, thank you for sharing it.
Holy shit.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you taking the time to call in. Thanks, Amber.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good one.
Have a wonderful night. Go give your fiance a smooch.
Yes.
I will, right now.
Hell yeah.
In honor of you guys.
Thank you. Bye. Good night. All right, we got one more caller, but what are your thoughts, Hannah?
Who are you going to call? This penis. She said it might have been Ghostbusters. I don't know.
Did you see the new Ghostbusters that came out?
Did we just have this conversation last
week? Oh, yes, 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 we did.
I gotta watch it because apparently it's really good. If Ethan's gonna bring it up a week later.
Just watch it. But still, right now, my all-time favorite current movie that's out, Spider-Man No Way Home, that's like untouchable.
The Princess Bride is my favorite movie. I will go on record.
It doesn't compare to Spider-Man. There's no way.
I will literally... Remember how I told you I have a fucking psycho side?
Yes.
Don't talk shit about The Princess Bride.
Okay. I've never seen The Princess Bride, so I can't talk shit.
Okay, well then...
But it's Spider-Man!
Ethan fucking Michael, that's your middle name now. I don't give a fuck about... I like Spider-Man movies, but I will say this. Because you fucking came for The Princess Bride. I don't give a fuck about Princess Bride. No, wait, I don't...
What?
I don't give a fuck about Spider-Man. Shit, cut that out. This is live. I'm so... You know, they say that when you get mad, like, there's a part of your brain that, like, is really bad at... It stops working. Rewind. Cut that. Shut up. I don't give a fuck about Spider-Man. And this is coming from a Spider-Man fan, but if you're gonna put... freaking the Dread Pirate Roberts, Andre the Giant, Vicini, up against Spider-Man.
I totally forgot what The Princess Bride was. Now I remember that movie. I have seen it.
How could you forget?
I just forgot. And I'm going to go on record with saying Spider-Man No Way Home is better.
I literally will quit the podcast in this very moment. I will literally quit. I will literally block you and quit.
Well, before you block and ghost me, can we get to our last caller?
No, because like I let it slide with like Lord of the Rings. That's fine. Okay. I want you to know that I'm completely joking. My boyfriend has a really hard time telling when I'm like verbally abusing him in a joking way or if I'm actually mad.
I didn't think you were actually mad. You could have kept going.
Okay. First of all, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my favorite fucking movie. Prepare to die.
Spider-Man's better. Anyways, Now that we're done being distracted, let's get to our last caller of the evening. It's none other than from Tang. We've got Oz. Oz, you're on with Ethan and Hannah. How are you?
What's up, Hannah? What's up, Ethan? How are you guys? I'm good.
Hey, hey.
I'm doing well.
Yo, yo.
So, what do you got for us?
Good. So, you, so it's the, well, I told you, Ethan, mine's not a horror story. Mine's more
of a funny
comical
one.
Than anything.
And, great way to end the show.
My, So, my ex-wife and I, we were married 16 years. We have 4 kids together. We divorced and, let's see, she was pregnant when she was 17. I was 18. So we didn't have, like, have our 20s, even part of our early 30s. And when we split, right. And I went and got my apartment downtown, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to do what I do. And so I downloaded Tinder, whatever the app was. But it wasn't the first day, but one of the dates I went, there was an Irish pub that was like in walking distance of my downtown apartment. And particular girl wanted to meet me at this bar. I was like, oh, that's convenient for me. I just walk. And so I get there and it didn't take long. She was, and I'm the type, you get a little bit of backstory. Like, I don't like wasting my time and I don't like wasting other people's time. So just keep that in mind as
it's a great quality to have.
Yeah.
Quickly unfolds. We start talking. When I say we start talking, it's I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And if you can over talk and out talk me, and I know this about my personality, if you can out talk and over me, holy shit. And it's like 100 miles an hour. And every time I try to talk, it's do 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 do. Well, then she went into like her very Christian-y slanted political views. And again, I haven't even got to say a word yet.
Oh, no.
They're not even a quarter way into the date. And I'm like, oh, no. So I literally waited when I could enter, you know, and not be nasty or disrespectful or anything like that. And I could finally jump in. I was like, listen. I'll take, like, you ordered drinks and you ordered food and all that. And you drove here to meet me. So I will take care of everything. And because I don't want to be an asshole, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't enjoy talking to you. I don't enjoy being here. And I would rather not waste your time and not waste time. And just end this and also take care of it. You can stay right here. You can go sit at another table, but I don't want to keep doing this. This makes no sense for either of us to keep wasting our time.
Damn.
And all she did, I got a look, she didn't really say anything. I just got dead look, you know, that you're dead look. But still to this day, I go to that bar. It's one of my favorite bars. It's still a running joke. When I go in there, the bartender's like, oh, so do you have time for us tonight? Awesome. Do you have time for us? I'm like, that's not what it was about. It was that she was talking about all kinds of shit that there's no way we're going to get along. This is going to be an argument in about 30 minutes.
Right.
I don't even know you.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah, but I can tell by her and everybody, the bartender and everybody else, you know, around us, they're like, holy shit, this dude just like abruptly ended the date. Like, yeah, I don't like talking to you. I don't want to be here.
I've always said I'm a fan of radical honesty, and you have definitely trumped my level of honesty. Like, damn, I don't know if I'd have the heart to actually full on say that.
Yeah.
That's wild. And like, yep, that's hilarious. I'm not enjoying talking to you. Goodbye.
But if you guys heard some of the stuff she was saying politically with religion, I think maybe you would have a little, I don't remember all the details, but I remember sitting there like, no, I'm not going to listen to this shit for 2 hours or whatever, you know?
Right.
And Yeah, I had plenty of people tell me, oh, that's awesome that you're that honest. I've had other people like, oh, you're just a fucking dick. And I'm like, no, I was respectful the entire time. Like, it, never talked over her. And she talked for like 45 minutes before I even got to say a word.
Yeah, that's a long time. I guess that would be really difficult to put up with.
No, she straight up sat you down and preached at you. Like, that's fucking rude.
Yeah. That's one of the things I found hardest about dating when I was dating is, as an atheist and a skeptic, is finding people you have that in common with. Because, you know, one minute things are going well, and the next minute they're rambling on about, like, the universe and all this stuff. And it's like, no, thank you.
Go ahead, Hannah. I could open Sasper. Go.
No, just say that from the atheist skeptic point of view, I know I was doing the right thing, because it's like I already know that you and I obviously are not going to share common ground,
right?
And I'm not going to say waste my time, and not just me. I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm not going to waste your time. You're not going to enjoy talking, because as soon as I start giving you my opinion or my thoughts on this, I'm just going to piss you off. So why take another step further? You know what I
mean? Did you end up telling her that, like, yo, I'm not about that? Or does she just think like she's insufferable?
Well, I did because I do care about people and humans. I did message her because I realized that I didn't really have a good reason
right.
for my decision to say what I did. And I did message her the next day. I was like, hey, after thinking about all that, like, I don't regret how I handled it, but I do regret not explaining to you why I handled it the way I did. You know, you brought A, B, and C up. I don't align with any of that. And all I saw happening was an argument.
Right.
I'm not interested in going on dates just to get in arguments. I can go online if I want to do that.
Right.
You can go on YouTube.
Yeah. I think the fact that you explained yourself makes it like that wasn't dickish. Like honestly, like she probably went home thinking, oh my God, what did I do wrong? But like now she knows, like, don't freaking get on a soapbox on the first date, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did feel bad after, like I said, to say, and that's why I even took the time to message her, because I was like, yeah, that probably wasn't a good look. That part of it wasn't a good look. Not explaining myself, I probably should have gave better reason for my decision. She never responded, but it did show that, you know, she had read it. So at least she, you know, at least she got to read that. And but yeah,
she's not wondering if like maybe her breath was bad or something.
Yeah. Exactly. And I wouldn't want to do that to anyone. But the funny part is, even up till today, when I go to that bar, and I go, that's one of my favorite, like I said, one of my favorite bars to go to. It's still, with the bartenders, it's still a running joke. They're like, oh, Austin, you have time for us tonight. That's cool.
You don't feel like you're wasting your time by being here, man? Are you enjoying the company?
I'm like, thanks, assholes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. And if you want to give just a quick shout out to your channel,
Fangang, the Atheist Network Group. Go check us out on the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes and the mods. I believe they put a link in the live chat. So, yeah, they're putting a link in the live chat right now. So, Oz, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy.
Hearing from you, man.
Peace out.
We had some good stories tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say, if, like, she just left that date thinking, like, what did I do wrong? Like, am I unlikable? Like, people don't like spending time with me?
Right.
Which, like, maybe that's the case, but, like, it's still pretty funny. You know what? I'm not enjoying my time with you. Goodbye.
I know we're running over, but do you still have time for the Discord after show?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow's Friday, so, baby.
Everyone watching right now, join us in Discord. Let me thank our top tier patrons real quick. Cindy Plaza, Left, Right, Left, Kenneth Leonard, Sky, Jump and Shoot, Oz, Secular Rarity, Philip Leach, Caitlin Beyond, Toast, Richard Gilliver, Sunset Sarge, Amit Matthew, Ray Sylvester, and Kyle Brewer. Thank you so much for your patronage. And we'll see everyone in the Discord after show. Good night. Oh, and Spider-Man No Way Home is better than Princess Bride.